The vast majority of the state's county-run nursing homes are losing money and facing a shaky financial future. That's according to the findings of a study by the Center for Governmental Research. In recent years, six counties have sold or closed their nursing homes. And as costs continue to rise, many others are considering privatization as a solution. Average operating losses quadrupled between 2001 and 2010. And the study's director, Don Pryor, says most counties are ill-equipped to deal with a rapidly growing elderly population.
Very few counties have, at this point, any kind of significant long-term care plan in place involving not only institutional care, but other types of long-term care.
Pryor says before counties make any final decisions about the future of their nursing homes, they need to consider what other types of care will be available to the community in the long run. He says homes that have been sold have yielded mixed results, with some maintaining or improving care and others failing to meet standards. Pryor says counties need to do their homework before selling a facility.